I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. We've been looking at the early church, the beginning of the early church, the sanctioning of God's church on this earth. And we've been looking at the day of Pentecost, what took place there. There were unusual happenings that took place on that day. And last time, we saw that there was a noise like wind that took place there. There was a loud noise. In the Bible, the Holy Spirit is compared to wind. In John chapter 3 and verse 8, it says, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Now, the wind is invisible. The Holy Spirit is invisible. We can't see the Holy Spirit. But when God sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, He caused a great noise to be heard like the wind. He wanted the disciples to know that something very special was happening. And if God had not done this, the disciples might have said, "Well, I wonder if the Holy Spirit really came. We didn't see anything and we didn't hear anything. Did something really happen?" Well, God made it very clear that on this day, something special was really happening. And might I say that the day of Pentecost will never be reproduced. That God did this one time, and He allowed the Holy Spirit to come just as Jesus Christ said He would come. He came with all power. He came to endue, to give believers the power to do the job that He had for them to do while on this earth. We see something else that happened on that day. Not only was there a noise as a mighty wind, but there was also something that took place in verse 3 of Acts chapter 2. It says, "And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them." It wasn't the fire that would consume them. It was like as of fire, tongues like as of fire. And not only could the disciples hear something amazing, like the noise, the wind, the mighty rushing wind, but they could also see something amazing. They could see tongues like as a fire. These tongues separated and came to rest upon each believer that was there. God was doing something very special. God wants to light up each believer with the flame of His wonderful presence. According to Acts chapter 2 and verse 3, God was doing a work in each believer, and not one was left out. Every disciple had a tongue like a flame resting over him. God wanted everyone to know that He was doing something special and that every believer was included in this special work. And you're included today as a believer. If you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Bible says that you have the power to do what He wants you to do. You have the power to represent Him on this earth. The Bible says we are ambassadors for Christ, and as though God did beseech you by us, be ye reconciled to God. God says He wants us to go and tell other people, be reconciled, come to Jesus Christ. And He doesn't ask you to do it under your own power. He says you can go under My power through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I remind you that the Holy Spirit, He is God. He is the one who will endue us with power. He will give us the power to do what we need to do in order to see other people come to Jesus Christ. He gives us the power to help other Christians to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Well, notice not only was there a great noise, as a rushing mighty wind on the day of Pentecost, there was also something like tongues of fire that these people could see. Then we see there was different languages present. Acts chapter 2 and verse 4 and says, "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Now God did something else very special on the day of Pentecost. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 4, we learned that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues, different languages. And if you read Acts chapter 2, verses 4 through 11, you're going to find out that God gave this for a specific purpose. God enabled these people of Galilee to speak in many different languages, languages which they had never learned and did not even know. God was doing something unusual on this day. Remember this. On the day of Pentecost, Peter preached salvation. Jesus saves to the crowd. In other words, he said, Jesus saves. And about 3,000 souls got saved on the day of Pentecost. And if you go back and read the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2, you'll find out that there were Jews from the devout Jews from every nation. There were people there who did not speak the same languages. So therefore, God did something extra special on that day. He gave the ability through the power of the Holy Spirit for these people to be able to speak in the languages of the people of these nations so they could hear about Jesus Christ. That they could come to a saving knowledge just like you and I. They could come to that saving knowledge of knowing Jesus Christ as Savior. God is no respecter of persons. He gives us the ability. He gives us the knowledge. He gives us the Scriptures. He gives the Holy Spirit to convict and to draw all men unto Him. When we look to the cross of Christ, when you looked and I looked, we received Jesus Christ as Savior because we responded favorably. And we said, Lord, come into my heart. I receive you as Savior. And if you've not done that, you need to do that today. You need to let the Holy Spirit convict your heart. And I know that listening to this broadcast and to these words that I'm speaking, I speak through the Word of God. It's not me that I want you to really hear. I want you to hear the Holy Spirit's voice speaking to you. And it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's you today. Place your name there for whosoever. That's you. If you'll ask Him, He'll save you just as He saved people on the day of Pentecost. And you're listening to these words today. I'm not speaking in some unknown language to you unless you're listening in China or someplace else that does not understand what I'm saying. And through the internet today, we know that things can be translated and you can hear in your own words. You can read in your own language what I'm saying today through the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit. You can know today for sure that you're on your way to heaven by asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart. Well, notice something else that took place on the day of Pentecost. Not only was there a great noise, not only was there tongues like as a fire, not only were there different languages present that day and given out to those people, but notice that Peter spoke boldly. Notice in verses 21 through 24 of Acts chapter 2, it says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's what I just got through saying. Verse 22 says, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. Well, I want you to notice that after the people heard this, verses 37 through 42 tells us what happened. It says, and when the people, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. And notice verses 41 and 42. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. I believe one of the greatest miracles that took place that day was seeing Peter preach the word of God. This was a man who had denied the Lord. He said, I don't know him. This is just before our Lord was crucified. He says, I don't know who he is. He walked with the Lord some 3.5 years. And he said, I do not know him. But yet we see him here, and we know that he went out and wept bitterly. He got things right with God. And on the day of Pentecost, God used him greatly. And if you today have denied our Lord, if you've been saved and you know him as Savior, and you're not living for him, you need to do as Peter did. You need to weep bitterly. And you need to say, oh God, forgive me for not serving you. I want to do your will. I want to do what you would have me to do. God can use you. You may not see 3,000 souls saved in one day, but thank God you can see people saved because you will give out the word of God once you get things right with him. Do what God wants you to do as a saved person and serve him and let the Holy Spirit empower you to do his good will. Notice with me, if you would, Acts chapter 2, verses 41 and 42 again. You can demonstrate the presence of the Holy Spirit by others by doing what the apostles and disciples did on and after the day of Pentecost, according to these verses. And the result can be the same. Once again, maybe not 3,000 souls getting saved in one day, but on the day of Pentecost, notice in verse 41, they received the word. They got saved. Then they got baptized. This means they became a member of that local church in Jerusalem, according to Acts chapter 2. This was the local church. They studied God's word, according to Acts chapter 2 and verse 42, the apostles' doctrine. Acts chapter 2 and verse 42 says they had fellowship with other believers. This is the church, once again. And then in verse 42, it says they observed the Lord's Supper, breaking of bread. And then in verse 42, again, it says, and they prayed together. Do you know him today as your Savior? Are you serving him in a local church? Are you members? Are you a member of the local church? The Bible says that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. That's unsaved people. They don't assemble themselves for the glory of God, just for the glory of man. If you're saved, you need to belong to a local Bible-believing local church, Bible-preaching local church, people who are winning souls and serving God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time. I pray for that soul who does not know you right now. May that soul come to a saving knowledge. May you convict that heart right now and let that person know they need Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior this very moment. And I pray you would impart them to them the truth that if they will call upon Jesus Christ, he's able to save them right now. May they call and say, Lord, come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior. I'm tired of this sin. I want you to take it. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving you my life. And for that person who is saved, may they serve you starting right now. May you convict that heart for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.